What if I told you there's a way you could be a second shooter at a family session so you can see exactly how the photographer prepares, how they interact with their clients, what they say when they're posing, or when they choose to use fluid motion, what they do when kids might not cooperate or dad might not be in the session? What if I told you there's a way you can see what the gear is that they're using, where they're positioning themselves when they're shooting, what factors they're taking into consideration when they're shooting? What if I told you there was a way you could see what their straight out of camera images look like, and then you could see their editing process too, so you know exactly how they get those start to finish images and those polished ones you see in your Instagram feed? Now, what if I told you could be that second shooter without ever having to leave your house? What if I told you that not only do you get to watch it from home, but you didn't have to remember every single thing you were trying to learn the first time you watched it? What if you could watch and rewatch as much as you wanted? How would that improve your images, your posing, your confidence? Now, what if I told you there is a way you could be a second shooter not only for one photographer, but 26? That's exactly what you'll experience inside the 2024 Online Family Retreat. Your inspiration will soar, your art will improve, your posing will become more fluid, and your confidence is going to increase so, so much. And honestly, your clients are going to feel so much more comfortable. Head on over to themilkyway.ca/family retreat. It all gets underway May 29th, and we hope to see you there.
Self-awareness is like the best thing that we could do for ourselves and by proxy our businesses, because the more aware of what we're doing and what we're thinking and how our thoughts are actually running the show, our unconscious is running the show, the more we can step into the driver's seat. And so regulating your nervous system is really about, you know, so that you don't have to approach everything from reaction all the time. You want to come from a place of empowerment. Plus, when you're in fight or flight, which is dysregulation, being unregulated like that, a lot of us do unintentionally live in this heightened state of stress, which is like a long-term fight or flight. You know, cortisol rises and all of these chemical things happen in our bodies too. So the main thing that happens is that the blood rushes out of your brain into your limbs so that you can run and get away. If you're living like that for a sustained period of time, what's going to happen when you don't have blood in your brain, right? It makes you dumb. You don't want to be dumb. You want to be smart. You want to be on top of your game and you want to feel empowered.
Welcome to the Art and Soul Show, where we dive into heart-opening chats on photography, business, life, and that messy in-between. I'm your host, Lisa DeJaso, a mom, a photographer, and entrepreneur, and I'll be sharing honest conversations and advice for photographers with insight on mindset, entrepreneurship, and creativity. The goal of this podcast is for you to be able to gain insights and strategies that will get you real results. Because let's face it, having a photography business can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. This is the place you can go when you need a boost of encouragement, a kick in the pants, and inspiration to pick up your camera. This is the Art and Soul Show. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the show. Today, I am so excited to welcome Renee Bowen. Welcome, Renee.
Hi, thank you guys for having me. It's so nice to be here.
So my friends, Renee Bowen helps creative entrepreneurs get out of their own way so they can build rock solid businesses and design deeply fulfilling lives with nice, calm, nervous systems. A photographer specializing in luxury experiences for high school seniors and branding for over 20 years, Renee understands the overthinking, overactive, amazing brains we creative have and holds certification in NLP, brain training, neuroencoding, and hypnosis. These modalities build on top of her background in psychology and are the core of her coaching method, a mix of tried and true strategies with a dash of quantum creating metaphysical magic. Her goal is to help you become untriggerable in both business and in life. What a bio. I love that. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me, I love mixing business and woo. So what were like your first steps getting into woo, building on NLP, neuroencoding, which I actually don't really know what is. So you're gonna have to explain that to me, and hypnosis. So tell me more.
Yeah, no. So it's so funny because this came up in my coaching group yesterday. Someone was asking me like, how do you kind of do all of this? Like, how did you get into all this? I was like, you have to understand, like, this is a 25 plus year, you know, like what you see here, I started a long time ago, right? Like, so, you know, I've always been a self-development personal development geek, I like to say. Maybe it's the degree in psychology. I was always drawn to that. Like even in high school, I was that friend that everybody came to and asked, you know, what do I do about this? And I loved being able to like help people come to solutions.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to LA when I was 25 from Louisiana, so I'm a deep South Louisiana girl. So I moved to LA and it was very woo. You know, it was like 1995, even back then, very woo, very hippy dippy. And it was like, oh my God, these are my people.
Yes.
And so I definitely like absorbed everything around me. And then I got married and my husband is really the one who, like, he bought me Tony Robbins on CD, like the whole CDs.
Yes.
And that's where it really kind of started for me, like for real, because like up until then I was just kind of dabbling and, you know, give me a good astrology book and I'll read that forever.
Yeah.
But Tony Robbins back in like probably the year 2000, 2001. And that's kind of like where it started for me. And then it just progressed, you know, I was like, okay, it's working for me. And then I kind of fell into coaching and mentoring about midway through my photography career. And so I said, okay, people are coming to me for business education, which I'm helping them with, but it's really themselves that they are like wanting to better. They, you know, it was all about this life coaching. So I went back and got certifications and all of these other things because I was interested in it anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is how I can actually really help people more effectively. Yeah.
I love it. So have you been to like an actual Tony Robbins seminar? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's so funny. Yeah. I signed up for one and we just never ended up going.
Oh, no.
And I know I was just – and we had like maybe – oh, gosh. This was maybe 2014, my business partner and I, and we were going to go. And just life happened and pregnancies and kids and all the things happened. And we're just like, I guess we're not going, but that's okay.
It is definitely an experience. I think every business owner should probably experience Unleash the Power Within at least once.
Yeah.
It is something. It is hard to describe unless you've been.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot to say. Like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, it's a cult. It's like, I totally get why people would say that.
Yeah.
But it's really contagious, the energy and just that high, like that high frequency. Everyone's on the same page there. You're in a room of like, you know, 10,000 people and everyone is really interested in bettering themselves and learning more about themselves and like this journey of self-awareness. And it sounds really self-indulgent, but honestly, it's really the best gift you can give yourself as a human being, but as a partner, as a parent, especially, and as a business owner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. I think I'm such a little, I wish I could show you my bookshelf. It's at my home office and like, it is lined.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, do you really read all those? I'm like, well, yes. And no, I like to collect them. And
same.
I feel like I've got two hobbies. One is buying books and one is reading books. So,
yeah. Yes, I identify with that as well. And I'm part of that club. I'm an Audible listener. I can listen and listen and listen. I love Audible, but I like my physical books too. And that's one of the tricks actually that I share with coaching students. It's like, you know, if you're in it and you're just like not having a great day, just go to your bookshelf. Pick out a book and just open a page.
Yeah.
Whatever is meant to find you is going to find you. And honestly, like it works. So, you know, it's a good tool.
I love that. I love that. So tell me a little bit about, oh gosh, what was the one that I hadn't
neuro
heard
encoding
of?
Neuroencoding or NLP.
Tell me about that because I don't know what that is. And I'm such a nerd and I'm like, ooh.
It's really just like NLP on steroids, basically. Joseph McClendon, who is a Tony Robbins person, he speaks at a lot of his conferences, and that's actually how I first, I think, heard of Joseph. He was speaking there, and so he ended up creating this program a few years ago with Dr. Amen. I don't know if you know who Dr. Amen is.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I love him. And so they kind of paired up. I think it was 2021. Now they've sort of like, they haven't like had a falling out. They just kind of split their courses, but they had a certification program where you could do Dr. Amen's brain training and neuroencoding. And I was like, sign me up, like literally sign me up. And it was good because I could do it online. I didn't have to physically, you know, kind of be anywhere to do it. So I kind of was able to do it at my own pace. And it's very NLP, which if people don't know what that is, neuro-linguistic programming, it is used in all of the marketing that you see.
Yes.
Like if you've been marketed to, you've been NLP'd, like you just may not have known it. There's a lot of sales strategies that we use. It's basically using the power of language and all of our senses and our body language and things like that to kind of get what we want, basically. It sounds really, you know, sounds really sinister, but people do use it for good, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So neuroencoding is kind of like that, but even more so. So
I love that. Kinda, yeah. Interesting. And so then you brought in hypnosis. One of my besties does a lot of the modalities that you do as well. And hypnosis is something that she's recently got into, but I haven't experienced it yet. So can you share a little bit about what that is and what it does?
I know. It was so funny because when I got certified in NLP life coaching, that was one of the certifications that kind of like was within that same coursework that I did, and that was in person. And at first I was like, I don't really know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really sure if I'm going to use that. But once I went through the program, I understood why it is there, because you use a lot of hypnotic language in NLP. And so hypnosis to me, the way that I use it mostly, I don't do a lot of like, although I could do in-person hypnosis sessions with clients, I use hypnotic language a lot in all kinds of things, you know, whether it's sales copy or just coaching in general, but I make specific tracks. And so that's what I have found it to be the most useful for me. I love to listen to hypnosis tracks, and I find that it works really well for us creative brains, because a lot of what I hear from people is that I can't meditate. I just can't quiet my mind. There's too much going on. And it also feels like, you know, those of us who are like the A students, we always feel like we have to be like attending and doing everything and perfect. And so it's like, oh my God, I'm doing it wrong because my mind wandered. I'm like, no, 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 that's the whole point. And so with hypnosis, I kind of tell people, you really just kind of let yourself off the hook with that, because it really is about just speaking to your unconscious mind. Because our unconscious mind, in all of these modalities, by the way, that we were just talking about, it's really about just rewiring those unconscious scripts that we've had running that were implanted against our will, usually as children. And hypnosis is kind of a fast track to that. So I create a lot of tracks specifically to certain issues people are dealing with. I also have just kind of put out a few of them on a private podcast feed for people. So I love hypnosis because I feel like I said, it's a fast track to your unconscious and rewiring it. And you don't really have to participate. Like you kind of just plug in, tune out. I have those, that sleep mask that has the little earbuds built into them, which I love.
Oh,
you can just fall
those.
Asleep listening to a really nice track. And I lay all of my tracks over binaural beats.
Yes.
So you get like an extra brain goodness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I love that. Oh, you're speaking all of my languages.
I could talk about this forever. If you can't tell, like, I love it.
So I have to ask though, what sign are you?
I am a Virgo. My birthday is coming up actually in a few days. I'm a Virgo Libra rising, and I have an Aries moon. That's my fire. Yeah.
I love it. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn
awesome.
Rising. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. I love a Capricorn rising. Seriously, I always tell my husband, I'm like, if I were the Virgo with a Cap rising, unstoppable.
Right. I'm like, the problem is I don't stop.
I get that. Totally.
Super intense and doesn't stop. Yeah, like a bowl in a china shop.
It's good though. I know. I love it.
So I want to talk a little bit about how you work with your coaching students. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of us as business owners, we describe our experiences in business as feeling frazzled and scattered, overly busy, which honestly is just not a great state to just live your life in. Now, can you maybe share why it's so important to be working on cultivating that calm nervous system to be able to run a smooth business?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, here's the thing. I feel like we do autopilot a lot, right? Like we kind of tend to live in a hypnotic state and not really know it. And we do things like overwork and become busy. And I feel like that could be a lot. I see a lot of it, and myself included. Like I'm very guilty about it myself as far as like adding a lot to the plate because I don't want to pay attention to some other things in my life, right? And so that first thing is the self-awareness. So self-awareness is like the best thing that we could do for ourselves and by proxy our businesses, because the more aware of what we're doing and what we're thinking and how our thoughts are actually running the show, our unconscious is running the show, the more we can step into the driver's seat. And so regulating your nervous system is really about, you know, so that you don't have to approach everything from reaction all the time. Like you want to come from a place of empowerment. Plus, when you're in fight or flight, which is dysregulation, being unregulated like that, a lot of us do unintentionally live in this heightened state of stress, which is like a long-term fight or flight. You know, cortisol rises and all of these chemical things happen in our bodies too. So the main thing that happens is that the blood rushes out of your brain into your limbs so that you can run and get away. If you're living like that for a sustained period of time, what's going to happen when you don't have blood in your brain, right? It makes you dumb. You don't want to be dumb. You want to be smart. You want to be on top of your game and you want to feel empowered. And so being regulated is so, so key. That's why I kind of start there with all my coaching clients. Like, okay, where are you at in this realm of regulation? Because most of them are coming to me, like I said, for many reasons, mainly can't figure out how to make money at it, don't understand how to market, whatever it is. But it's mainly because they're so unregulated internally and they haven't connected to themselves in a long time. I mean, a lot of my clients are women and, you know, we tend to lose ourselves as we become a mom and a wife. And then we get stuck in this, we should be this or we should be that. So I want them to connect first back to who they truly are, get really connected to that purpose and their why, and then regulate that nervous system. That's so key.
And what's really fascinating, actually, because I've experienced myself, is when you are in that consistent fight or flight, what it actually does to your creativity. Mm-hmm. And like trying to dip into a dried up well. And it is like no matter what you do, you just can't pull out those creative thoughts that seem to flow so easily before. And I think that's really, really common, especially going into busy season where, you know, many photographers really overbook themselves and, you know, they're wondering why am I not feeling creative and inspired going into my session? It's because you are consistently in that fight or flight. You're not letting yourself rest, my friend.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so common. And I get it. I get it. I was there. I'm just as guilty, you know, in the past as anyone else. But that's also why I'm so passionate about talking about it so much, because the more we're aware of it, that's really the first thing. The more you can just stop and say, hey, wait a second. Is this really in alignment with where I want to be? Or am I just kind of autopiloting what I think I should be doing? Yeah.
So when you find yourself in that autopilot state, what would you say would be some of the first steps to sort of get off autopilot, start being conscious about what you are doing and experience and being in order to be a little bit more regulated?
Yeah. So again, noticing, right? Noticing is really the hardest part sometimes. And then not being afraid to actually address it. So a lot of people will notice, and you may not be ready. Like a lot of us have dealt with a lot of things in our lives. There's a lot of traumas, big T's, little T's. Like I'm not here to tell people how they absolutely should address all of that. And so I understand why that could be a trigger. And maybe looking at it is too triggering and then you want to retreat, right? Yeah. But when you do realize, at least take those baby steps and realize that, okay, I'm noticing it. I'm noticing it again. Yeah. I'm noticing it again. Okay, maybe in a few weeks you'll be ready to actually take a baby step into facing it and like leaning into it instead of pulling away. Because the more we lean in, we kind of take its power away as well, right? Like we're like, nope, I got this. I'm ready to face it. So we take its power away. We step into the driver's seat and then we can be resourced. And so it depends on where people are, like, I guess, in their journey. But I think that approaching it in small incremental steps and realizing that it is not a race and that your timing is perfect, that's the first thing. Letting yourself off the hook, too, for, like, doing things. Because a lot of people just internally beat themselves up constantly and don't even realize that they're doing it. And so when you realize that that is just a cycle of self-hate and it's not serving you, right? Yeah. So asking yourself that question, like, is this leading me to where I want to go? If it's not, then okay, it's time to like start shifting some of those thoughts. And so for me, what that looks like is helping them understand where that's coming from a little bit, but also more importantly, how to fix it. Because honestly, we can fix it a lot faster than we've kind of been told. I'm a big believer in therapy. I love therapy. Yep. But sometimes people can get stuck in therapy and they can get stuck in that cycle of staying in that same place. So I want you to move out of it. I want you to feel how much better it's going to feel to have done it than stay in it, right? So baby steps to get there, you know, using tools like hypnosis or meditation as you can. And obviously working with a coach is really like someone you gel with. That really has to be important. And I always tell people, like, you've got to really vibe. You got to vibe with somebody. Because yes, there's a lot to be said for like sort of pushing people, but you got to work with somebody who understands that, I think.
Completely. Yeah. I think what's I love that, because I think it's so important to be tuning in instead of like numbing out, because that is something that, you know, alcohol or
sure
it's legal in pot down in California too. And you hear it all the time, like wine culture and mommy culture, and like, and it's prevalent and really in our industry too. Like, you've had a tough session, we're going to have a bottle of wine or this or that. And I actually stopped drinking almost 8 or 9 months ago. And it's interesting, like, and the life that I live now compared to like numbing out, or even like the triggers of like, I would normally have a glass of wine at this point. And I'm like, actually, I'm going to feel the feelings. I'm going to feel, we're going to get through this. I don't actually want a glass of wine, because I know on the other side, I'm going to feel so much better in my life because I haven't made that choice. And I think what's really, it's just, it's so interesting that I see so many friends like about the same time. Like, we have all just sort of quit drinking.
Yeah.
And it's really neat.
Yeah, same. I also, about a year ago, I mean, I didn't quit completely, but oh my gosh, like, I'll have maybe a glass of wine or a cocktail once a month, maybe, you know, if we're out at dinner or something like that, which is way less than I was drinking. I mean, again, I'm from New Orleans, okay?
Yeah.
Like, so, hello.
I live in wine country.
My gosh. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a really big change. But again, you know, like you said, noticing when you would be numbing out, when you would be using it, and it becomes a habit, right? Because a habit is just a thought that you keep thinking over and over again. And, you know, if you're just doing it over and over again, I think a lot of us, too, from the pandemic, like, we went really all the way on that side of of the spectrum. And then we're like, okay, we got to come back. And so a lot of my friends are doing that, too. I've noticed so many things. But also, I was doing that with food. Yeah. I've recently lost 60 pounds.
Girl, same.
Yeah.
I just recently lost 60 pounds, too. Like, identical.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. You too. Isn't it like amazing? Like, my knees thank me every morning.
My body is so happy. My back. Yeah.
No pain. It's
no pain.
It's like incredible. And also the inflammation that alcohol, I think, was causing too. So those
face
things
change. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. I know.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yep.
And so I feel like when we notice what we're doing, we can take control of that again. And I always want to come from an empowered place instead of a reactive place. And when we are turning to things like alcohol or food or whatever our vices are, we are sort of reacting to our environment, right?
Yeah. 100%. I love that. We're just on the same journey right now.
I love it.
So let's talk a little bit about work-life balance, because that's really something that entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, really have trouble finding that harmony between their work and their personal lives without feeling overwhelmed. So do you have any advice or tips on that?
Yeah, that's a really hot topic, right? I feel like we've definitely been sold this lie that we can have a balance, because I feel like sometimes it's going to be here, sometimes it's going to be here. It's very rare that we're completely balanced. And as a Libra rising, I am always seeking that.
Yes.
It is really, really hard to attain. So I kind of like to use the word integration more and really help people understand that it's okay if you've got all of this chaos kind of happening at the same time. Like, it's about, for me, learning and also helping people to understand how to prioritize those things, right? Because sometimes your kids are going to take precedent. I mean, I'm a special needs mom. So like my son's almost 25. You know, when you have a kid who has extra needs, that's a whole different story. And so you really have to zoom out, right? And when you're regulated, you can zoom out, because when you are in fight or flight, everything is right here.
Yes.
And it's very difficult to see past anything because you're so in it. So when you are regulated, you can zoom out and you can look at the 30,000 foot view and get a better idea of, okay, right now, that needs some work, but I can let that wait a couple months. Honestly, like, the world's not going to catch on fire if this doesn't happen right now. Yeah. So that's part of it. And asking for help, for Christ's sake. Like, oh my gosh. Like, so many of us have been also, I think that it's been passed down and generational, maybe. Like, I'm almost 53. So, like, I'm, you know, I definitely learned this. I came by it,
honestly. Programmed. Like, we are programmed.
We're definitely programmed to do all the things for everyone else. Put ourselves last. I mean, oh my gosh. So that right there is a really big piece of it, is that we don't want to ask for help. We feel like asking for help is going to be a sign of weakness. But honestly, it's your biggest strength. And so getting that you can't do it all by yourself. You really do need help. And when you see people out there who are like killing the game and doing all the things, I promise you, they have people who are helping them. So let yourself off the hook for that, for sure.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think that was one of the lessons that I really had to learn. Like I had a come to Jesus moment when my business partner and I boarded a plane and I had 30 sessions to edit. And so we were going to this conference and I just was like, I burst into tears. Like I almost like a panic attack. Like, how am I going to get all of the work done that I need to get done? And she's like, what would it feel like if you outsourced your editing? And I just like started bawling. I'm like, that would be amazing. She's like, okay, well, we're going to do that. So we got on the plane and I posted on in a Facebook group, like, anyone know any editors? By the time I landed, I had a list of 10 people. And within an hour, I hired my editor who was with me for 5 years.
Amazing.
Like, it was like simply just making the decision to ask for help, ask for it. And then like the universe provided it.
100%. Oh my gosh. How many times have I suggested that to people? I mean, it makes such a huge difference. And a little tip too, because one of the things that I hear from so many photographers, actually just yesterday I was having a conversation with somebody about this, about the editing specifically and the outsourcing. And the thing that always comes up is, I don't have time to teach someone how to do what I do. I don't have time, right? Because you're so in it, you're so busy, you're right here, you know, can't zoom out. Okay. Well, there's so many tools at your disposal now. You have Loom, you have all of these screen recording tools. You're editing anyway, so maybe for the next couple of weeks, just record what you're doing so that you can send that to somebody and you don't have to take time out of your day to actually teach someone. It's already done, right? Yeah. So use your time a little bit wiser and realize that there is a way out, because so many people feel like they're stuck in not being able to find somebody, but there's always a solution. You just can't find it when you're not regulated.
Absolutely. What's even more fascinating, I don't know if you've seen this recently, is with AI. There's a company called Aftershoot that I've been following, and they have a system where they take like 5,000 of your images and they train the AI to edit like how you edit. And apparently, I haven't really tried it myself yet, but apparently it is just the bomb and saving people hours and hours. So, I mean, even if you don't want to work just with person, like there are options to speed yourself up and like outsource yourself.
Yes, definitely. And if that's you listening to this, please do it, because that feeling when you hand it off and it's done, I mean, that I cannot even describe how amazing that is.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. It truly is. So let's talk a little bit about some strategies for setting and achieving your business goals while still having a sense of calm and fulfillment in your life.
Yeah, I think it's definitely still possible, right? I mean, I know it is. It's just that we tend to subscribe to hustle a lot. And, you know, I've unsubscribed from that.
Yeah, same.
For sure. Like that is, And it's so much more open and that energy of open and receiving is kind of part of that, I believe, because the hustle and the doing and the going out and getting it, that's very masculine energy. You know, we all have to put that hat on. We all have to, you know, do part of that and take action in our business. Yes. However, we especially as women have an upper hand because our baseline is this flow. It's more of the receiving. And so receiving help, like we were just talking about, that's a big one, but also receiving whatever the universe wants to give you. If you have not made space for it, first of all, by knowing what you want, right? So many of us don't even like, as far as like achieving goals, well, a lot of us don't even know what that is anymore because they've changed. We're not the same person maybe as we were when we had kids 10, 15 years ago. Our businesses have changed, whatever that is. It's really important to assess, okay, where am I right now? And where do I want to be in a year and 5 years? And really allowing yourself to dream about it, because that's one of the things that we've also been taught not to do is daydream. And we're artists. I mean, we probably started our business from a daydream. Like that's, you know, it kind of popped in our head, right? So allowing ourselves the space and time to dream up what that would even look like and allowing yourself to go big with it and not limit it yourself, because I really do believe that whatever we put out there is going to come back to us. It's like a little beacon, like a radio signal. And all you got to do is match right up to that energy. It's really not that hard. It's just that we complicate things with the overthinking. And so I would say for sure, allow yourself that space to do that, the freedom to do it as well, because a lot of people I understand have people in their lives who are like, you can't do that. That's not, you know, and a lot of people are married to those people. Like, that's really interesting. You end up like attracting the opposite.
Yin and yang, yes. Mm-hmm,
exactly. And so it can feel really difficult to do that if you're constantly sort of surrounded by that. But I also think that that is a fantastic opportunity for you to step deeper into those waters.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you do have someone like that in your life, those naysayers, that is the perfect opportunity to hire some coaching help, because
100%,
you are hiring a cheerleader. Like, I've had so many great coaches over the years, and they have made the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. So, and I can tell right away that your students and your clients get a huge wealth of knowledge from you. I can definitely tell.
Oh, thank you. I love what I do.
You can tell. You can really tell that you love what you do. I love that. So maybe can you share maybe a success story or a transformation for maybe a photographer that you've been working with?
There's a few. I love specifically when, you know, not just their businesses obviously start making more money and they create more time for themselves. Those are like usually the main goals that people, you know, come to me for. Like, I need to make more money. The business is not sustainable. And I also am running myself into the ground.
Yeah.
So once those two things, like, that's always top of mind. But I love another side effect that usually happens is that their health improves. Like we were talking about before.
Yes.
All kinds of things just start lining up really nicely. But in particular, I think that the money thing is always top of mind for people because, you know, that's usually the trigger that people need, I guess, to take some action, right? Because they can allow themselves to be burnt out and they can allow themselves to feel really crappy for a long time. But when they really have to sit down and look at numbers and realize they haven't actually created a sustainable business, that will be the one to get them to a coach, right?
Yeah.
And then once they're there, they realize, oh, I really have no idea what I actually want to do with my life. And why am I even doing this in the first place?
Yeah.
Right? So just recently I had a student tell me that she has been trying to figure out her why, her purpose for 3 years.
Yeah.
And she's been working with various people. Like, she's tried all the things. And she's also a Virgo and also very, like, you know, a doer, you know. Yeah. So it's not like her lack of trying. Like, she's definitely put in the work to do this. And she's like, and when I told her, I said, that's like kind of the foundation where we start. Yeah. Like, I teach why work and purpose work in a very specific way. And we do that first before we talk about pricing. And she was like, okay, well, I'm just warning you. I've been at this for a while. And I was like, that's cool, whatever. Yeah. And in 3 weeks, she was like, I am blown away. Like, I am literally, she's like, that took me to places that I never thought I would go. And maybe the timing was just right. Maybe the delivery. And it's kind of like what I tell people all the time. Like, that stack of books on your shelf, they're kind of all about the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're delivered differently. They're packaged differently. And it's the same thing with our photography. There's a million senior photographers, a million branding photographers, but the way in which we deliver and package something is very unique and different. And so the same thing with coaching.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just the right time for her to hear it. The delivery method that I use, whatever. Yeah. But that was like one of the most recent success stories that I just love seeing, because like seeing her open up like that and realize, oh my gosh, I can just let that go. I can let that weight go. And now we can really create some pricing and some structure that makes sense for who she is and the kind of business she wants to run. Because if it doesn't make sense for you, you're not going to love it. You're not. You're going to want to burn it down in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I love that. So let's talk a little bit about creative blocks, like imposter syndrome that seems to like, it's so funny because we have this like in the beginning, when we don't really know that much, but we think we're amazing. And then the more you go along and the better you get, it's like the worse you feel. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not fun.
Which is so weird, you know, and you don't think that. You don't think of going in. You don't really think like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, all these people have it figured out. No. First of all, nobody really does. On any given day, anybody at any stage of the game is going to or has potential to not be their biggest cheerleader for whatever reason. And so you have to know that. And also, I think in photography, and maybe this is across the board, I work with a lot of other creative entrepreneurs as well. It's very common, though, in photography to just fall into that comparison so easily because you tend to follow a lot of photographers for inspiration. or you want to get featured or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, your whole feed is all of these awesome photographers. And then all of a sudden, you feel really icky about yourself and your business. And it feeds that inner saboteur. So if you've already got a pretty loud and nasty inner saboteur, unconscious mind. And by the way, just as a side note, I really have to highlight the fact that when that happens, your unconscious mind is just trying to keep you safe, right?
Yeah.
That's really all it's about. Its only job is to keep you alive. And so realizing that whenever that inner saboteur, your unconscious starts saying, uh-uh, you're not good enough. You're not doing it as good as this person or whatever. It's just because it feels unsafe to you. And it's because it is like your unconscious really just feels like that's different. It's, you know, you haven't done that before, or you feel like you can't do it. So let me just give you some more thoughts like that. Yeah. Let's just keep you safe, because if you're safe and you don't put yourself out there, you won't get hurt. Yeah. You won't die. You won't, you know, all of these bad things won't happen to you. And so that's why it's so important for us to intercept those thoughts and our unconscious mind and really face it and go, listen, I understand that you are trying to keep me safe. Honestly, I have had this conversation with myself in my closet before, like out loud. So it's okay to do this. Like, I got this. I understand you're just trying to keep me safe. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping me safe. Yeah. Thank you for keeping us alive. We've made it this far. This is awesome. And now I'm ready for something scary. I'm ready for something different. And until I put myself in that place of doing it, I'm never going to get what we want. So you got to get on board here. Get in the back seat. I'm driving the car now. Like, you don't get to stay. So we have to use whatever technique it is with our unconscious mind, but really at the heart of it, kind of baby it a little bit, because it's really just 7-year-old you.
Totally.
When it really comes down to it. Yeah.
And I think realizing that you are the thinker of the thoughts, not the actual thought.
Yes.
Right? Like,
that's huge.
Right? Another one that I loved was Byron Katie, and she had the work, and it was questioning the thought that you're having and saying, you know, is this true?
Yeah.
Do I know 100% this is true?
That's Dr. Amen.
That's
his teaching. Yep.
That's his teaching too. And who would I be without this thought?
Yes.
Right? And it's like when you run through that model, you're just like, oh, well, that wasn't true.
Yep.
And I would feel so much happier if I didn't believe that. Yep. So let's let that go and we can all move on now.
Exactly. They're automatic negative thoughts. He talks about that a lot too. And your thoughts are just going to pop in, pop out. Like, we have so many thoughts all the time. And yes, there are some people who have intrusive thoughts. That's a different level of that. But at the end of the day, when it gets stuck in there, right, when you allow one of those automatic negative thoughts, he calls them ants, and he has like all of these different visual representations of ants that are really cool to teach kids, by the way. Like, if you have kids who deal with anxiety, I would definitely look up some of his work, because he has some really cool books on all of that that you can share with your kids that I wish I would have had as a very anxious child. But he talks about how you let one of those in and it's just a magnet. Like, all the friends want to come and join the party. And so you being that leader and stepping in and saying, no, the thought doesn't have me, right? And one of the things that I like to tell people and walk through, I'm really big on metaphors, obviously, because of NLP and visualization, right? So like, you can envision yourself like holding a balloon, blowing all your stuff into the balloon, holding it and saying, you had me, but now I've got you. And then, you know, doing some exercises to release it. So
I love that. I love that. All right. So you ready for our lightning round?
I think so.
Okay. If you like to cook, what do you like to cook the most?
Okay, I really, really dislike cooking. That is literally like at the bottom of my list. But I will say that I do love to cook like holiday dinner, right? Like, so when there is like a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like when I have to do multiple dishes all at the same time, for some reason, I'm pretty good about the timing of all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I do like that. But that's probably it.
I love it. Okay, what do you like to order the most?
Oh, okay, yeah. Now that's just speaking my language right there. I'm a CPK barbecue chicken salad. Like a barbecue chicken salad, a good one, chef's kiss, literally.
Yeah.
So I find myself ordering a lot of that, especially when I'm here at the studio all day. I'll order that for lunch. And yeah, that's probably our biggest, like as far as like takeout stuff that we do is like various places locally.
I love that. Oceans or mountains, and why?
Okay, kind of both. I know that's cheating, but here's why. I don't know if you know anything about human design.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love. What are you?
I'm a generator. You've probably got to be a Manny Gen or a generator.
I'm
right?
a Manny Gen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I am not certified in it, but it's probably going to be a certification for me at some point. It's just such a deep dive. Like, I don't have the capacity to do it right now, but I'm so fascinated by it. And I use it in my coaching. So I pull all my coaching students' charts so that I can at least understand them better and understand how to cater the program to them. So in human design, my environment is mountains. But I love the ocean. I mean, there's a reason why I moved to LA, right? Like, I love living here. A lot of people bag on it. I absolutely love it. And my ideal living, like my dream house, is on top of a mountain overlooking the ocean. So that's why I said both.
Totally. Malibu.
All day, every day. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love it. When do you feel most, where do you feel most centered and happy?
Probably, honestly, as boring as that sounds, probably on my couch with my family. Like, you know, now that my kids are all grown, I have two 22-year-olds and a 24-year-old. You know, everybody's got their own lives, living in different places. It's nice when everybody's home, you know.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite place to be. So I would have to say probably that.
Mm-hmm. Love that. What's the best gift you've ever received?
My cameras. I've honestly, like, my first film camera was gifted to me. My husband gave that to me, my first real one. And then my first digital camera was given to me by my father-in-law. So probably that, because it really opened up the world of creativity to me and made me realize that I could actually do something creative for a living. Mm. Yeah.
Love that. What are you most grateful for in this season of life?
The health and happiness of my kids. Again, I know that sounds so hokey, but look, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
Getting those kids through their teen years. Oh, my God. Especially a couple of them. So, and yeah, I've got a couple of different neurodiverse boys. So watching them thrive and be happy, that's really all I'm so grateful for. Yeah. Oh, and also, side note, also grateful that I run my own businesses that can get us through these strikes, because I am married to a writer and an actor. So he is on double strike right now. And so that's another thing that I'm on top of mind for me the last couple months is, like, thank God I have these things to keep us going. Yeah.
Wow. So can you recommend any maybe resources or books that have really been particularly helpful for you and your clients just achieving calm and successful businesses?
We talked a little bit about how much of a book, you know, nerd I am about collecting, a collector. But I think that the polyvagal theory is really good. If you really want to dive into nervous system specifically, he talks a lot about that. So he's got a lot of resources there. And let's see, specifically with, I mean, there's so many books. Like, oh my God, they're all running through my brain at the same time right now. I would say for nervous system regulation, that would be probably top of mind. I'm a big fan of Jen Sincero, though. And I think that her books definitely hit your unconscious in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know her books, You Are a Badass books, absolutely read those. Those are phenomenal. But yeah, I could probably give you a long list.
I'm going to screenshot our books, our bookshelves, and we'll just put that in there.
Anything Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Joe Dispenza.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what, like, literally, it was like flashing.
Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself
is the one that
being
I
supernatural.
Really, yes. I love all of his books, but all of his teachings and his meditations are fantastic. So yes, 100% Dr. Joe.
Yeah.
Fangirl.
Love Dr. Joe. I know. I want to go so bad.
Same.
Dr. Joe, Cancun, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Ditto.
What makes your soul light up?
Oh, probably so many things. I think that I love seeing anyone be their truest version of themselves and living in their moment and their flow, like where Taylor Swift is right now. Like, honestly,
oh my God.
Like the pocket, you know what I mean? Like, I love, and you know, I'm not even at that scale, but I'm just using that as an example, like how amazing it is to witness someone's like energy. It's just
genius.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I see that all the time though. And I love seeing people show up and not be afraid to be authentically themselves and not worry about what people are going to say. Yeah. And to do it scared. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Love it. So where can our listeners learn more from you?
I have a couple of different places as far as like websites. So I do have my reneebowen.com, which is my everything. You know, you can still find coaching stuff there too. But then I also have reneebowencoaching.com because that's where I do my education, my courses, and that's where all that stuff sort of lives as well. And I'm always on Instagram. I'm at Renee Bowen pretty much across the board, except TikTok, where I'm at Renee_Bowen. And TikTok is my guilty pleasure. So I'm on TikTok a
Same.
lot. Like I've been on there since
Love it.
2019. And I have
Yes.
been like pulling people to TikTok since 2019. I'm like, especially senior photographers, you guys, oh my God, why are you not over here? So I create a lot of
Seriously.
content, like a lot. So any of those two platforms, you know, specifically like Instagram or TikTok, I have a lot of content for people there about everything that we were talking about and photography stuff as well. And then I run some Facebook groups as well for high school senior photographers.
I love it. Oh, well, it has just been a delight chatting with you. So
Same.
I would love to know. I always love to end my interviews just with this last question, and it is, what are you currently curious about or artistically curious about?
So many things. I think the thing that I am most curious about right now, though, would probably be human design, like that. We kind of touched on that a little bit. And I feel like I would have been a really good professional student, you know,
Same.
because I really love learning about all of these things. So I'm most curious about that. And I'm also really curious. I also have a podcast, Tried and True with a Dash of Woo. And so that's really top of mind for me as well, like diving into all things podcasting and, you know, going to the conferences and things like that. So that's been really fun for me as well.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Well, Renee, thank you so much for joining me today. It has just been such a treat chatting with you. I love getting to talk about all of the woo and the business and wonderful conversation.
Thank you so much. I 100% agree. This was awesome. This was fantastic. Thank you. Great questions. Yes.
Oh, my beautiful friends, I hope you have loved this conversation just as much as I did. I am sending you so much of my light and my love today and every single day. We will see you next time. I wanted to take a moment to ask you a little favor. I so appreciate you spending your time with me and tuning in and listening to the show. I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take a quick moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your review helps other photographers discover the podcast and learn how to grow their own photography businesses and gain confidence to go after their dreams. It also means the world to me personally and helps me know what content you find most helpful. Thank you so much for your support and for being part of our amazing community.